Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we learned that if we are not hearing God's voice in our hearts, it is because we are not following after Him. Let's continue with that discussion today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
If you aren't hearing Jesus' voice, it's because you're not walking with Him. You're not following Him. You've got to be in His Word. His Word gives us the voice of God. It gives us the mind of God. The Holy Spirit was given, read John 16, that He would give you instruction and He'd bring to your memories what God has taught. But you got to be thinking on those words. You got to be thinking on those words. One of the things I do when I see things over my lifetime that were weaknesses that seem to defeat me over and over is asking God, Father, please, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the moment that temptation comes up, help me to ask myself, do I need to seek that? Do I need to get more into that? Is it holy? Is it acceptable to you? Is it something that will bring glory to your name because your word shows that so plainly? In other words, you're asking God to equip you to overcome that sin which has so easily beset you, and you can do it. Why? Because there's another thing Jesus said in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then, since He's your way, your truth, your life, if you're saved, then you go to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There is nothing, nothing whatever beyond the good hand of the Lord on your life if you will seek to know Him so much more intimately. Think of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He says that I may know Him and the fellowship of His sufferings, the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings. Wow. Know Him. To have that intimate, personal, understanding relationship with Him. Now, what I want you to think, though, as you read that, that's in Philippians. You know, before Philippians, 2 Corinthians. I mean, I'm not talking about Galatians. I'm not talking about Ephesians. I'm talking about 2 Corinthians, which is before those books, before Philippians. In chapter 11, 2 Corinthians, he goes through, starting at verse 23, the things he'd suffered, the night and the day and the deep, getting that whip of the Roman soldiers where they're hit with it 39 times, being stoned, being shipwrecked, being in prison. I mean, on you could go, the things that he tells you in that list. And you're doing all that, Paul? And you said, I may know Him? He knew that the Lord took him through all that. He was committed to the Lord. And yet he knew there was so much more of the person of our Lord to know. Oh, he was saved. But there's so much more of the person of Him to know. And you get that in personal relationship as you walk with Him daily in His Word. And you obey, and you do. One of the things that you do is command us here in our text that we've read here in Titus 3:8 to be careful to maintain good works. Now, did I say that? No, the Lord told us that. So, be careful to maintain good works. So, having looked at that, having said that, having known that this is what God says, then let's do it. Let's do God's will God's way. Now, having hit that, that's why we've read, and this is a faithful saying, these things I will thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God, be careful to maintain good works. Now, in God, don't misunderstand that. In God is that personal relationship with Him. It is not just, I believe in God. The Bible tells us in James, the devils believe and tremble, but those devils aren't saved. So it's more than, I believe in God. No. Believe in God is to give yourself to Him, and He is your Lord as well as your Savior, your God. And so having said that, that is what the idea of verse 8 is there, when he says so clearly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good work. These things are good and profitable unto all men. And so that's why what God's called you to do is going to help others. You do His, you might get, you'll get criticism. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yet, we get so more fearful of that we lack trust in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, where He tells us that Jesus said, if you be persecuted for righteousness' sake, men say all manner of evil against you falsely for His name's sake. And then He says, rejoice, be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. 6 days of creation, every day at the end of the creation, He'd say, and God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. But here, when He says more than good, He says it's great. What is that? When we get to heaven, to see that it's more than just good, your reward is great. Well, I don't know that I could really articulate that and do even a close to a good job or even be anywhere close to the ballpark. Okay. So, but I do believe God. Look, if you're a pastor, and some of you are pastors listening to me, some of you evangelists and so forth, you've had false accusation, not a false accusation. You've had many false accusations. And you've heard it will spread around. It will spread around. Nobody has to put it on Facebook or anywhere else because people talk. You see, there are some people that are gossips, and then there are others who are scorners. One is as bad as the other. It's still sowing discord among the brethren, which is abominable to God. The Bible tells us, using the same word for abominable, as He does when He speaks of homosexuality. And so when you do those things, whether it's gossip or whether it's just running your mouth about these various things, and you're one that's in a ministry and quit, or you get fired, one of the two, and you're doing these other things, just understand, you're the one behind those evils, those discord-sowing things. I just want you to know that that sin of yours, even though you're saved, is on the level of effect on God as the sin of homosexuality is. So that just, I'm saying that to let you know, if that's what you're doing, that's how low you have gone. And my friend, I don't want you to have to go to that low. I want you to go high into the righteousness and holiness. We're even told in Ephesians 4:22-24 to put off the old man and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. So do that. Do that. Oh, please do that. So when you think of all that, we have a good example in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. Paul spoke of these things, but then he was getting to himself. And he makes this statement. I know. He knows that he'll have a crown of righteousness. There's a crown of righteousness laid up for him. And not for him only, but for those who love his appearing. Now, remember I gave you earlier, as we were here on verse 8, from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. Do you believe Jesus is coming back soon? Do you think all these things are going on in this world, in this country, and this world, Israel, and all, everywhere? Does that make you just say, wow, God be coming soon. God be coming soon. Well, if you really believe that, and it's a belief on the Word of God, and it's a belief that the Lord is getting ready to do something, He says, as you see that day approaching, be so much more faithful in God's house. Now, to not be that, thinking that, yeah, boy, it's got to happen soon. Something's got to happen soon. Judgment has to happen. Judgment against the house of God. It's got to hit. Well, if you actually believe that, then, and we should believe that, by the way, then be more faithful to God's house. And if you're not, then you're showing that saying that was only a statement and you didn't mean it or believe it at all. So decide that when you say something, you mean it when it's revolving around the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's Paul. He could say those things that he said about the crown of righteousness based on the Word of God and being careful to maintain good works as according to the Word of God and His leading. But watch thou in all things. Now we're getting on here where he says, watch thou in all things. Watch is to be a guard who is watching. He's got his eyes on what is going on. Now I'm reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. He's got his eyes on what is going on. You're watching just like some of you have cameras in your house that cause the noise coming in your house when somebody's outside trying to sneak around the windows, get into your car or whatever. And you got that. The watch is the idea of the person looking for the enemy to get in. Our enemy is the devil. He's our adversary. Our adversary, the devil. He walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So you always watch. Watch for your home. Watch for our Lord. Watch for his house. Watch, watch, watch. For any enemy or danger in order to warn others and to avoid destruction. Now, one of the reasons I see a lot of the pastors across this land of ours not really standing against what's going on in this country today and in the churches, I mean the contemporary, the toned-down contemporary, both of them are filth, but nonetheless the toned-down contemporary or the woke being taught in the schools or by the politicians or the churches themselves. What I want to say is that there's something that's been lost. Something that's been lost. And this is a saying that happens to be true.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.